here we are. And the blessing of Christ comes to you, Philip, Alison, Jonah and Esme, in this child, Matilda Ray. God's blessing is mercy, it's kindness and it's joy. Blessing comes to your home and to your family. So welcome, Matilda Ray, child of love. She likes this microphone, I think. Do you like the microphone? It's good, isn't it? God is here to bless you, and all of us are here to bless you too. And you are blessed beyond all that you can know and imagine to be born to parents who love you and who love each other and have such a lovely brother and sister. We bless you, Matilda Ray. We bless you, and we pray that God will bless you and be near to you now and every day of your life. And now I'm going to ask you to say the words that come on the screen as well. So all together, God be with you in this your day and every way, and you and for you in this your day, and the love and affection of heaven be towards you. Now, Philip and Alison have asked Emma and Dan to act as godparents to Tilly Ray. We'll shorten your name some of the time. Don't pull his hair. To Tilly Ray. So I'm going to ask Emma and Dan, as valued friends of Alison and Philip, because they've asked you to support them in their bringing up of Matilda Ray and to take a special interest in her, God calls us to out of darkness into marvelous light. He calls us to live vibrant and renewed lives in connection with God and with the faith community. Therefore, I'm going to ask you, you two guys, will you be the best that you can be in the sight of God and of people? Will you choose lives of integrity and compassion, loving all God loves, especially being there for Alison, Philip and Matilda Ray to listen, encourage and support? We will. Good, that went well, didn't it? All these people heard you say that, so fantastic. So, Matilda Ray, as a little child, your parents cover you and clothe you in their love and with their faith. As you grow, may faith grow with you. May you find the presence of Christ, your clothing and protection. And year by year, may the knowledge of his presence be greater for you, that daily you may put on Christ and walk as his own in the world. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Philip and Alison, the blessing of Christ comes to you in your Matilda Ray. This blessing is mercy and kindness and joy. Blessing comes to home and family. Amen. Amen. Well done. Give her a round of applause. She's been so good. I have a special interest because I'm a great uncle here. So she's not really that used to me, are you, love? But okay. So long as I don't try to grab her, I'm sure she'll be fine. Okay. Great. Now, what are we going to do now? We're going to create a tree with finger or thumbprints on it for Matilda Ray. And I want to invite any families, children, in fact, anybody who wants to join in this process, to come to the front. Nick and Jan, Jan and Nick are going to help us with this. So the print is over here. We have baby wipes to wipe the ink off your fingers. And we've also got on this side a couple of sheets of paper. So if you, this is really for the adults. If you or your family or any of you pop your print on there, could you just sign on one of those sheets that you're that's you? Because I don't know that they'll be able to distinguish who you are from your fingerprints. They're not the FBI or CID. Although we do have evidence that you were here. So we're going to sing a couple of songs now. And while we sing, if you would like to come and put your print on here, then please do that while we're singing. If everybody wants to do it and there's not enough time enough to do it, we can do it at the end of the service as well. So you guys, thank you very much. If you want to pop yourselves down back there, we're going to sing together. Oh, I nearly forgot. Here is a gift. Oh, this is a gift from church to you two guys. Thank you. It's for her. Yeah, okay. So do come and do it. The children are already coming. That's right. Don't be shy. Come forward. Get your prints on here. Now, Matilda Ray's aunt and cousin are now going to lead us in a short time of prayer. So, is that Caleb? Come on, Caleb. Come on down. You're wearing a very smart outfit for the day, sir. Come on. That's great. If you dearly wanted to put your print on this and felt embarrassed or shy, then you can do it afterwards as well. Okay, so we're just going to have a short time of prayer. Okay?
It's okay, I know I've built
it. Okay, are you ready? Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for all the birds and animals and the flowers and the trees, the lakes and the streams and the sun that rises and sets in each day. Please help us to take care of your world. Thank you for life we live and for making each person different. Thank you for our friends and families. Please help us to give, to love and take care of each other every day. Thank you for Matilda Ray. Please help us as all her family and friends to love her and help her to follow Jesus.
We pray for our world. We especially pray this week for the victims of the earthquake in Indonesia. Please help, please bring help and hope where it is needed. We pray for survivors of all types of abuse. We pray for strength, courage and peace for them. We pray for the many displaced and persecuted people around the world. May we show compassion to them. We pray for all those who we know that are ill or going through difficult times. We pray, God, that you would bring peace and healing. We especially remember Christine's mum, Lucy, and for Christine as she nurses her. Amen.
Thank you very much. Well done, Caleb. Well done, Cheryl. Well, we're nearly there, so I'm just going to come down here because it feels more comfortable down here. So each one of us has fingerprints, don't we? Or thumbprints. And on this beautiful picture, we've got the evidence here, haven't we? I'm going to just pop that there, just so we can see it. You can't see it if you're low down, but never mind. And I wanted just to think for a few minutes about what I'm going to call the fingerprints of God. Thank you. So the fingerprints of God. Now, I don't know if any of you have ever had your fingerprints taken for any other purposes. We're not going to go there if you have. But of course, if you've travelled to China or somewhere like that, you may have had them taken digitally. So my youngest son went to China recently, and the Chinese government are the only people in the world who have his fingerprints. So if he gets arrested next week by some Chinese police, I'll know what's going on. Hello. Oh, you've had yours taken. With ink. You can't get it off your fingers, can you? It stays on there forever. Not that I've ever had that done myself. But every one of you has got fingerprints. Just have a look at them. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to see. But they're unique. Every one of your fingerprints is unique. No one has the same fingerprints. Even identical twins, who are otherwise genetically extremely indistinguishable, don't have the same fingerprints. And we've learned, haven't we? In nature, in life, there are many things which are unique, like snowflakes. Every single snowflake of the billions, trillions, gazillions of snowflakes which have ever fallen are different. The parts that make up our bodies, from our iris, the iris of our eye, to the shape of our ears, are unique to us. The Bible talks in many places about how each person is a creative work of God. And I think that we can see Matilda Ray and we can see each other as part of, if you like, God's creativity, God's handiwork. The Bible starts with a poem which describes the creation of the world. And it says that that creation was good. It was very good. And the crowning facet of that creation, the thing that God made last, was mankind. Actually, women, you could argue, couldn't you, from the Genesis account, that women were the crowning of creation because they were the last thing to be made. Eve was the last thing to be made. God took all the good bits out of Adam and made Eve. But that's a personal opinion. In Psalm 139, King David, who we think wrote the psalm, said this: "You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. And when I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body." I think we can say today, certainly, that people, especially little people, are precious to God. Precious they are. Jesus told his followers off once when they tried to send parents away who were bringing their children so that he could bless them. He said, "Let the little children come to me. Do not turn them away, because the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." We have to be as children, like children, innocent, trusting, to come to God. The psalm also tells us something else, that children are, if you like, a reward from God. Children are a heritage from the Lord, says Psalm 127. Offspring are a reward from him. Those of you who remember my talks might remember I spoke on that, those verses at Esme's dedication. Yeah. Not that I'm trying to boost myself. Children are a reward from God. Certainly, some of us who have children might not always think that children are a kind of big prize in the game of life, particularly when they're being frustrating and naughty. No, are you ever naughty? You're never naughty, are you? You can't be naughty. You're just like your dad. You're very, very good. And you're never bad, are you? Never naughty. Never naughty. And your mum's never going to be naughty because she's promised today to be the best person she possibly can be in the sight of God and people. Yes, John. Pay me later, yeah. But when we think about the future is made up of every one of us, isn't it? From the youngest to the oldest, but especially the children. And whenever we bring a child into the world, we think about what is the potential, what is the promise in that person? Well, I'm with Whitney Houston, whose verses are written not in the Bible, but in her songbook, when she says, "I believe the children are our future." And children are an image. They're an image. Sometimes we say that, don't we? He's an image of his father, or she's an image of her father. Matilda Ray looks so like Phil to me, I think. Do you agree with that? Yeah, everybody thinks she's kind of an Ashcroft, really. The other two are way more like Al, but there you go. Each one of us is an image. And the Bible says that we are made in the image of God. That doesn't mean that God looks like this or like that. It means that we are people with thoughts and feelings and intentions. We're capable of making decisions, of choosing great good, great kindness and compassion. And so whenever I think about a young child like Tilly Ray, I think, what are the potentials and possibilities in her life? What are the potentials and possibilities in every one of our lives? Even those of us who are nearer the end than we are at the beginning. And whatever Tilly Ray becomes, she will need nurturing. Nurturing. Now, you know, when children grow, lots of things seem to happen almost automatically. They learn to say no without any help. They learn to break things without any help. But we need, don't we, to nurture them. That means to teach them kindly and gently and consistently in all of those things which are good. And every one of us can play a part in that. every one of us. We're here today to welcome Tilly Ray into the faith community, but we're here to support Phil and Al. We're here to say together that we want to be the kind of people who will be a positive influence, both in her life and in the lives of others. There's a very old, wise African proverbs which says, it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a village to raise a child. Every one of us can play a part in the nurture and education of those around us. There's also a Gaelic saying, Eascóir a Chéile Áirithe na Daoine. Everybody's impressed with my Gaelic now. That's Irish Gaelic, by the way. Which means, it is in the shelter of each other that the people live. We can be a shelter. We can cast a good shadow over those young ones who are growing up within our sphere of influence. And Tilly Ray can be a force for good. She can be a force for good, but she needs to be trained, and we all do, don't we? Children need to be trained in the ways of justice, mercy, and humility. Well, despite the fact that Matilda is the name of a very successful musical and novel by Roald Dahl, although he wrote the novel, somebody else did the musical, the name Matilda comes from Old High German, and I'm shuddering in my boots now because it's so nice to see Astrid with us, who is German, visiting today. Nice to see you, love. Nice to see you. She will correct me afterwards if this is wrong. But Mart means might or strength. Oh, she's talking to the girl next to her. She might be wrong. And Hild means battle. So battle mighty, maybe. Mighty in battle. And the roots of the name Ray, the female version at least, are from the Scottish, and that means grace. And in fact, I thought of this. If you take the first letter of God and the first letter of Christ and insert it into the name Ray, you get grace. Grace, which means mercy, kindness, which means benevolence, which means compassion, which means all those things which God is. So we're going to finish now. But as we finish, go and have a drink and a biscuit, may we pray that Matilda Ray grows into that name. May she be strong in the battle for all that is good and just and be full of grace. And this is my blessing to her. I'm going to go walk over there and say it to her. Matilda Ray, that's it. May you be graced and mighty in covering shame, removing the stain, in finding the goodness and beauty in everything, in taking the sting from that which was hurt, that which was once friction, that which once left a mark, in making beauty even of ugly things, in being the hands of God, which leave the prints of blessing wherever and whatever they touch. And everybody says, Amen. Amen.